The questions will come, which one is the longest act? So this is the right now the possibility of asking the question by the university exam. So my dear student, you should not be confined. When I used to take classes in the college, when the college was open, you are quite aware with the way of teaching and way of handling the problem, either raised by the textbook or raised by the student. And I also used to give much space to all of you during the college classes to put questions before me, so that it is not only the way to teach the student and to discuss in a very confined manner only about passing the examination of B.A.P. No. Just you are, I am trying my little best to make you ever so that you are not going to pass the degree 2 examination and degree 3 examination and postgraduate examination, but you have also to pass the NEET and GRE. Because in today's time, UGC is totally objective based. So if you are acquainted with the ways and trends of objective questions, so you can be able to pass, you know, the ultimate goal of your life, which is the UGC NEET, to be the professor of the university as we are. So here, students, I am talking about the math game. So some of the possibilities of coming up the question, not from the textual hearing, but also from the dramatist oriented. In two types of the question, if you talk about a nice way. One Shakespeare, William Shakespeare oriented question. Then some of the questions will be asked from the literary aspect, the style, the plot, the title, the theme, and some of the dramatic elements and tragic elements borrowed by William Shakespeare from the Senecan tragedy and Greek tragedy. So, and the next, the way of asking the question is a textual question, in text-oriented question. One question, yeah, few questions are generated by the dramatist, and the second type of the questions are generated by the text means the matter. So we know about the Shakespeare and matter. So the questions will come from both the sides, means writer side, dramatist side, and the text side. So here, again, I would like to continue my teaching here, you know, which is totally based on the objective question, means how to tackle the multiple questions. So, dear students, you know about the mathematics. Also, here, you know about the important statements which are given by either Lady Macbeth you had to know about the character, how many characters, and the characters are of three types. Means the major character, the minor character, and auxiliary character. You also know about who is the protagonist of this drama. You have heard, you know, the name of Macbeth and the Banquo. These two friends, you know, and the army general of the king of Scotland. And also you know about the Duncan. Duncan was the king of Scotland. And his two sons, Mark Bullock and Donald. So, if your understanding is very clear regarding the character, then you can tackle any question which will be asked by the novice. Nothing should be that either from the